It's a special St. Patrick's Day edition of Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I am sitting in the office of Pittsburgh City Councilor Corey O'Connor as we celebrate famous Pittsburgh Irish men and women. I thought, who better to contact on a day like today than none other than Corey O'Connor, who, of course, is the son of the late Bob O'Connor, the former mayor of Pittsburgh, one of Pittsburgh's iconic political figures, and Corey O'Connor certainly following in his footsteps, joining us today. Corey, thank you for joining us. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and everybody out there as well.
O'Connor is obviously an Irish name. I wanted to ask you about your family's background, where they are from in Ireland, and how and when they immigrated to Pittsburgh.
So my brother is the expert. He's been to Ireland a few times. Him and my mom actually went last summer. They went for about 10 days. They had a great time. My dad's family is from Castle Island in Kerry. They came over early 1900s. A big Irish Catholic family. There were six O'Connor brothers and a sister. So they had a very big Irish family growing up in Greenfield.
So they came to Pittsburgh. What was it like for your family when they first got here?
So my dad told us a lot of stories that, you know, they had a hard time adjusting at first, but then...
Can you say why that was?
I think, it's amazing. Some of the language barriers even back then were kind of difficult. But then once they got settled in, they all
found... Wait a minute. Language barrier? You all speak English.
Well, they all speak English, but they all have different accents and trying to figure out what one's saying over the other. I have trouble. I have staffers from West Virginia, and I can't understand a word that they say. But that was some of the hard part to just get adjusted to American life coming from Ireland. And then they really all settled in. It was interesting. My uncles were all involved with cars. My great uncle Buddy was a race car driver. He won the Heidelberg Championship in the early 50s. Then my other uncles ran gas stations and auto parts. So they really took a liking to those types of work. We did have another uncle who was a firefighter. So, you know, we had a whole rich family tradition of being involved in different things, but they really flocked to cars and racing. And that was really my O'Connor background, was going to the track when I was a kid watching my great uncle race.
So who from the O'Connor family was the first to enter politics?
My dad, really. A couple uncles were involved small. They knew some candidates, but nothing really big. My dad was the one that really stepped forward and wanted to throw his hat in the ring. And it really helped knowing, again, my uncle Buddy, who was a race car driver, knew almost everybody in Greenfield. So it really helped to have that connection. And when a family grows up and their roots are in one neighborhood, they meet so many people. And I think that was a benefit to when my dad jumped into politics. He had already known most people living in Greenfield, and they had grown up together. And I think that's where he really got the passion to serve the community that he grew up in, and that's what led him to run for city council.
And so that was his first office that he ran for, and that would have been what year?
It was 1990, and he took office in 91.
From there, he went to the mayor's chair. What kind of a transition was that for him?
Oh, it was different. Obviously, you know, it's different being an elected with a body of nine to then being the executive. But I think he loved it. I think he loved being a part of the city of Pittsburgh. And as you mentioned, his Irish heritage, the first year when he was, right when he got sworn in January to be the mayor, the parade. And he was out in front of the parade. We have pictures at home of him throwing candy into the audience. And I think that was really a proud day for him, celebrating the parade as the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, because he loved his Irish roots so much and he loved walking in the parade. We never missed a parade when he was elected. Even the blizzard of 93, I remember we were out in the parade. So we had never missed a St. Patrick's Day parade, and that really meant a lot to him to be the mayor in his first St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah, the blizzard of 93 was something that canceled many, many things the day it hit, which was, I think, the 13th of March in 1993. So
it was a scene. I remember there was somebody brought like a little boat to tow in the parade, and we're sitting in this boat. My dad was walking, but we were pretty young. I was only 9 years old at the time. And there was just, you know, you sat in the boat and there was no snow. By the time it was over, it was up to your knees. But I think those are some of the unique stories that everybody has around St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day parades. And that's why we love walking in the parade, because it's not only meaningful to us and our Irish heritage, but it's a way to honor my dad and how much he had a passion for his Irish roots. And then again, as he loved the parade so much.
People talk about what it's like to be Irish in New York and Irish in Chicago. What is it like to be an Irish American in Pittsburgh?
Well, it's always interesting when we go to the Notre Dame Pitt game. Everybody asks me who I'm rooting for, and I wear neutral colors. I'll leave it at that. I won't tell the chancellor who I'm rooting for at the Notre Dame Pitt game. But I think it's great. There's a lot of Irish heritage around the city of Pittsburgh, and there's a lot of Irish that live here. And I think that's, you know, as a member of the AOH, which is the Ancient Order of Hibernians, I think it's great that there are groups like that that come together not just once a year for St. Patrick's Day, but throughout the year to have meetings. Hey, how can we help the community? And I think they're spread out throughout the county as well. So I think there's a niche that if you need something, not just with the Irish faith or tradition, but if you need a friend, you have that great group that you can lean on. And I think that's very important to continue to represent the Ancient Order of Hibernians and also work together as we move the city forward.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, our special St. Patrick's Day edition of the program. And we're talking with Corey O'Connor, Pittsburgh City Councilor. What was it like for you to follow in your father's footsteps into politics?
Oh, it was an honor. You know, when he got sick, so many people reached out to us. And, you know, what was a way to give back? And when the job opened at City Council, I said, you know, this is a great opportunity to not just continue his legacy, but fight for the people of Pittsburgh who have been so supportive and have been so upfront with me and my family for so many years, that this was a great way to give back. And every day you come in here, and he had a slogan in his office. He was like, the number one priority is the people of Pittsburgh. And that's what my mentality is. And you almost have to run it as a business, that the people are your customers and they're always right, and try to get them the best product that you can. And that's really how I take each and every day. You know, obviously thinking about him, obviously you could see some of his pictures up in the office, but, you know, he really instilled that hardworking ethic that you got to hit the streets, you got to be with the people, you learn more out there than you do sitting behind a desk. And I really try to carry that on as best I can.
When it comes to the pressure of following in the footsteps of someone like your dad, what was that like for you?
It's hard. Everybody tries to compare you to what he would have done. And I always take each agenda item differently. Is, okay, well, you know, he may have done that, he may have done this, but I'm here right now. I'm using, you know, my best knowledge to make the best decision. And I'm just not doing it by myself. I ask a lot of people, what's your advice on this project? What do you think of this? I really try to get a sense from the community as to, is this a good plan? Is this the right thing to do for the neighborhood? And if you continue to do that, the pressure wears off on you. I don't compare myself to him, because I don't think I could. I think so many people loved him in the city of Pittsburgh that I'm just trying to do the best that I can do. And I never get into that thought process. And a lot of people call and say, well, you made the wrong decision, your dad would have done that. And I say, well, how do you know? He had different facts than I have right now. And I always just take it as, you know, I'm making the right decision. And I think, you know, paid sick days was a great example. He was a restaurant worker, and I had people call me and say, your dad would never go for this. It's crazy, you'd never go for this. And I said, you know what? My dad would fight every ounce for his workers and employees at Roy Rogers. So I think he would support this. So I'm going to go with that. And that was the only time I really used a transition of using him to defend my position, because I really don't like doing that, because I can't say what somebody would have done. So I just keep doing what I'm doing, relying on friends and family and obviously the people of Pittsburgh to just continue to drive this city to the next level and bring more and more people here.
When St. Patrick's Day comes around, is it hard because your dad's gone, or are you somewhat soothed by the memories of your father and knowing how much he loved St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, I think it's the latter. I mean, it's such a great day in the city of Pittsburgh, especially with the parade, that you just honor him by walking in it. And then when my mom and my brother and my sister are all there, and my brother in his clerical, he wears a green clerical outfit that day, I think it's something that's a family tradition. You know, you have Easter, you have Christmas, you know, New Year's, everybody gets together. This is our big family tradition that we get together on St. Patrick's Day and walk. And I think there's a number of Irish families out there, whether they're walking or watching the parade, it really means something to carry on those traditions. And then we usually will go to a bar or restaurant after and play some Irish music. So I think it really brings all of your heritage together on one day. And I think it's a great way to honor those fallen and then obviously those that are still with us.
Now, of course, the parade was 4 days ago. So what will you be doing to celebrate St. Patrick's Day today? Today's the day.
So I got a couple more meetings in the office. And then tonight there is a Donnybrook fight. I think I'm going to lunch with a couple friends. And, you know, we're not sure where we're going to go. We're trying to get some sort of meat and potatoes at some point. But it's really just a great day to have fun, have one or two green beers, as this is your only option to get it this year. So we'll do a lot of things like that, but then go to the Donnybrook tonight and really try to listen to as much Irish music as you possibly can. I mean, we forget about some of the great songs that are out there. You know, one that a lot of people don't listen to, but we do, is there's a Garth Brooks song called Ireland. And a friend of mine shared it with me when we were in sixth grade, and every St. Patrick's Day I try to listen to that song. And I think there's just different unique things that a lot of people do on St. Patrick's Day that make it so special to them because they have different Irish heritages. And I think everybody just continues to add on to what they believe in and what they do each and every year. And each generation changes. So, you know, not many people listen to the song I just named, but I will. And then, you know, hopefully my kids will. And I think it's something that every generation adds a little bit more to their Irish heritage to continue that legacy.
Corey O'Connor, happy St. Patrick's Day. Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor joining us here on this special St. Patrick's Day edition of the program. Great talking to you, and enjoy the day.
Thanks for having me, and you too, and make sure you get some Green Iron City at some point today.
I'm planning on that. Coming up, a conversation with the only Pittsburgh Irishman who might be more famous than Corey O'Connor, and that's Joe Flaherty. You remember him from SCTV, comedian, actor, he's been in movies, and he will talk to us about growing up in Pittsburgh and how he got his start in the entertainment field. It's a special St. Patrick's Day edition of Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Ireland.